We're heading over to the UK to speak to Jonathan Butler on his book, Business Recipes for Success. Good afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dave. I'm really well, thank you.
It's a good
probably
time.
A bit warmer where you are than where I am, I'd probably say.
It is, but it gets a bit nippy at night here, I tell you, because the houses aren't made for the cold, and so you've got to put the heating on. But it is quite cold in the evenings. And if, I know you're coming over to Spain next week because you're looking at a couple of businesses up on the Costa Blanca.
Yes.
Do bring a jumper, Jonathan, and a coat.
I will do.
You might be on the beach for half an hour of the day when it's warm, and then that'll be it. So.
Fantastic.
Right, so I was just talking to you offline. We've had a kind of a bumper season tourist-wise here on the Costa del Sol, on the Costa Blanca and Mallorca, where we're broadcasting to. And, you know, there's lots of tourists around. It's been quite a hectic season. And is it a good time now for people to look at setting up a business? A restaurant.
I always think it's a great time for people to set up a business. I'm always against the grain, I suppose. I think there's always an opportunity to be grasped. And yes, obviously, some sectors may struggle more than others. And we always hear in the media, oh, you know, businesses are struggling, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I've been in the restaurant industry for over 27 years. My background's as a chef, but then I had my own restaurants for 10 years. And I've been through... you know, the ups and downs, and any business is a roller coaster through any sort of period. But I think there's always it's about the key to any business is it is obviously about getting the offering right, and if you're in the right, you know, you're targeting the right market at the right time, people will spend money. And we've seen even over the last sort of 7 or 8 years, you know, within the UK and certainly worldwide markets, that you know, eating out is actually on the increase.
Yeah.
So people, you know, we like to dine out. You know, certainly here in the UK, the restaurant sector is growing and growing and growing, and there's many more coming to the table, as it were.
Well, I was going to ask you about the UK situation, because here in Spain, you know, I think recently I saw a poll to say that Spain is the highest percentage-wise for people eating out in the whole of the European Union. So Spanish people love to eat out. It's part of our culture. Back in the UK, we've heard about, of course, big in the news today, Brexit. We've heard about the fact that people's incomes are not going as fast as growing as fast as inflation. So how is the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry in the UK?
It is still doing well, you know, and it's like I say, it depends on your sector, but, you know, we've got, you know, with concepts such as Deliveroo and Uber Eats coming out now, you've got these sectors are growing. People are, you know, we're going out to eat. There's a very vibrant dining out market, because as long as you've got your offering at the right level, so your high top end restaurants may sometimes be struggling, but you know, when people obviously haven't got the money to go spend £200-300 on a meal, but you know, certainly down in the mid market, restaurants are, you know, seem to be doing really well, and the chain restaurants are growing. And we might say we want to eat out more, we want to socialise, we're a very social beings, aren't we, people? And that's, you know, within my book I talk a lot about how restaurants should, you know, have got to look at this experience that they deliver when they're looking for the customers.
And it's a dog-eat-dog world, isn't it? We've seen here, at least on the Costa del Sol, and I'm sure I saw it as well when I was on holiday on the Costa Blanca, restaurants that were once there and are closed down, because it's quite a cutthroat kind of business to be in, isn't it, I should imagine?
Don't get me wrong, it is very, very tough, and yes, some people... I think sometimes we look at it with rose-tinted sort of glasses, you know. I always love the expression when you get people who say sort of, I'm going to retire and buy a pub.
Yeah.
You know, you can't retire and buy a pub, trust me.
No, there's no retirement, no.
Yeah, it's a really, really, you know, it's long hours, it's hard work, but I, you know, I love it as an industry. It's given me a lot of, you know, a lot of pleasure over the years. It's given me a fantastic career, and I love this industry to bits. I think there's so much opportunity, and it's so diverse. You know, I love food. I love the whole, you know, the whole social and the be able to sort of, you know, provide this fantastic hospitality to people, and people go away and they love it. But yeah, it's not an easy business. It's you know, I certainly find with some of my clients, certainly the ones who go into it for the first time, that it's that they will say to me after maybe a few weeks, crikey, I didn't realise how hard this would be.
And don't you think also that we all are becoming Gordon Ramsay's in our own right now? You know, we've got TripAdvisor, we go in there, we know what we're looking for, we've had experience in other restaurants. We almost got it ready. I'm taking notes, I'm joining the starters.
I think the thing is, I think it's a good thing. You know, yes, we can say, you know, that these people who are coming in and criticising restaurants or have, you know, putting things out on TripAdvisor or these review sites that maybe they don't have the experience. But at the end of the day, we're delivering an experience to Joe Public. So these people do know what they're, you know, if you go in and you have a bad experience, you've got to talk about it. And I think it keeps business owners on their toes. And again, you know, it's things that I've talk about when I work with my clients or write about and say that, you know, you've got to listen to everybody and feedback is really, really important. And you've got to try and deliver that, you know, on that. And don't take it as, you know, if you get a one-star review actually isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing because it means that you can learn from those and say, okay, how do we do this better next time? And a lot of it is, you know, I work a lot with systems and any businesses, you know, if you've got business owners out there, they'll understand that you know, a business is just a system, and if you work through that system correctly, then it will deliver what you want it to deliver at the end of the day. It's when the system fails is that when you get the problems, and it's just understanding that. And all these big companies, they work on systems, and that's what we've got to do, whether you're an independent one, you know, sort of restaurant or pub or hotel or whatever it might be. You know, you've got to work like the big companies do, and they just have these systems in place and just make sure that they work day in, day out. And that is all it is about, is delivering that consistent experience. And I used to say to my staff when I had my restaurants, I don't mind whether you're consistently good or you're consistently bad. Just be consistent. At least then we know where you're going wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so important, because if it's great one day and bad the next, then that's when we really do sort of struggle. So it's and because then you're trying to understand, well, where have we gone wrong, what have we done wrong, and it's just having those implementations in place.
I've heard it said of other businesses, and also in the church world, which I work in as well, that people make them, if I was going to church, I've heard this concerned, people will walk in and within 7 minutes they've made their mind up whether they'll ever come back again. Is that something that happens in the restaurant world? At what point do you think, oh no, you know, if we don't get them in that amount of time, we're likely to have lost them? And no matter how much we try and get them back, if we mess up there, it's going to be difficult to get them back.
Well, yeah, I think that's of any business, but, you know, particularly restaurants and the hospitality sector, because what you're delivering is an experience. I talk about this. Within my book that you mentioned in Business Recipes for Success, I have a system that I work through. It's called FEED, which is feeling, environment, experience, and development. So each of those sort of four kind of pillars is all about that. So, you know, when you know, I'm sure we've all done it, you walk past a place or you drive past a place and you go, oh, that looks like a nice place to eat, or I don't fancy going in that place. So if it looks all shabby and horrible from the outside, then obviously you're creating that experience even before somebody walks through the door. But if you walk into somewhere and you just get that great feeling of, this is a place that, you know, the staff have got a smile on their face, that, you know, there's a buzz around the restaurant, people have got that really great feeling, because that is the vibe that we sort of feed off as sort of human beings. So it is very psychological, and there's a lot of things that you've got to take in as a restaurant owner or a business owner to think, how are we going to deliver that environment every single day? So you've got that feeling, you've got that environment, that then leads on to your experience and how people experience your restaurant, and that, obviously, that experience is delivered through your employees. And I'm a big sort of critique of ensuring that you really, really work hard with your employees, that they deliver this, you know, fantastic experience every time. So if you look after your employees, then believe you me, they will look after your customers. And sometimes my clients don't want to hear it, but I actually tell them that they're the least important person in the business. It's the employees that are the most important, and the customers kind of come in the middle, because, like I say, if you're looking after your employees, they will deliver the experience that you desire. Obviously, as a business owner, you've got to lead the vision and where you want your business to be and how you want that business to work. But it's those employees who are in direct contact with your customers day in, day out, that will deliver that fantastic experience. And then the development side of it is kind of how you grow your business, how you develop your business, how you work with your your employees and all the kind of bits that come together.
Yeah.
To make it all work. Like I say, there's so much that you've got to think about.
Yeah, and I was wondering also, because there's, it seems to be in the shopping world now, and I think this is also quite prevalent in restaurants, talking about experience, yes, you've got to have a good experience with the staff and feel like you've been looked after and feel like they value your custom. But what about the restaurant itself? It's almost like the restaurant's got to have a bit of a theme to it, or maybe it's the decor, and that gives you a kind of eating experience. Far more than just I've just gone out and had some food.
It's definitely more than just what you put on the plate nowadays. There is, like I say, the decor, the ambiance that you're creating through, the furnishings, the design, the layouts, how you flow through a restaurant, how your employees flow through the restaurant, how the food flows through the restaurant, everything that sort of comes together. There's a lot of things that will impact on the end product.
Just finally, if somebody's listening today and they're about to embark on this whole mission of setting up a restaurant, whether it be here in Spain or the UK, what's the first thing that they have to really look at?
Oh, crikey. Well, I would say hire a consultant like myself.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, buy your book, of course.
Yeah, well, no, see, my book hopefully gives people a great ground, and it's certainly got some very good feedback, that people who have read it so far. But I think it's having a clear, concise plan. The start of my book talks about, going through having a proper business plan. You'd be surprised at how many businesses I meet with, Dave, and they don't have a business plan. And it's like, that's almost like trying to sort of fly a pilot trying to fly a plane without a flight plan. You just can't do it. It'll get so far and then suddenly run out of fuel, thinking, I forgot where I was going. A business plan isn't just something you need at the start. It's something that you need to constantly sort of work to. It's got to be that it's almost your strategy to how your business will be successful. So if you write a good plan at the start and then constantly review it and work through it and have that real clear vision of what you want to achieve, and that's what I work with my clients is making sure that they really understand what they want to achieve and how they will achieve that is obviously how we the strategy that we go through and it's getting all these elements together, and it's an exciting time because there's so much else that's coming into the industry, obviously with things like social media and all the elements that the digital sort of stuff that's starting to and technology is going to impact our industry. It's an exciting time to be in business, I think.
Well, it's good to hear you say that the restaurants in the UK, from your perspective, are doing well, so that's good. Jonathan, thank you for coming on. The book's called Business Recipes for Success, Four Steps to Building a Successful Restaurant and Hospitality Business. The book's available on talkradioeurope.com. If you click on our bookshop banner there, you can order it that way. And all good bookshops around the UK and online. Jonathan, thank you for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Dave. Take care.
There we are. And I must admit, I'm becoming a bit of an expert on restaurants myself.